Would, yeah.
It's just so much money. We do have a 7-inch of a single off of our first record, and I have done a 12-inch with my other band, Eyewitness, but it's just so much.
Yeah.
So we'll do the CD, we'll do Bandcamp. We're actually not on any of the other streaming stuff for a while.
Oh, really?
It's the whole thing.
You are on Bandcamp.
Yeah, I love Bandcamp, all about Bandcamp. I like the way they do stuff. So
I have, and it's probably not a rational thing, but I'm very anti-Spotify.
I think it's very rational.
Okay, good.
I think it's extremely rational.
Because I do that sometimes. I'm like, I don't do Spotify. And a lot of bands will send things, local bands.
Yeah.
And I tell them, I said, can you send it in another form? Just send me the MP3. I'm not going to go on Spotify. I hate the Spotify. And I think it's a nominal fee they charge you. But whatever it is, I don't feel like paying for music. And I know that they don't kick out a lot to the artists either.
This could be our whole conversation. I don't want it to be for sure. But, with Spotify, I know, pretty much every friend band I know is on it. And I don't fault anybody whatsoever for that. Because I understand that this feeling of, that's how you're going to reach people. I totally
respect that. It does reach masses, I imagine,
right? It does, yeah. But, you're going to end up with listeners abroad. For me personally, I think the damage that not just Spotify as one company has done, but just the whole shift to the way people listen to music now. There's actually, I can't remember his name. I think it's Mike something. Mm-hmm. The owner-operator or whatever of Don Giovanni Records actually released a really, really cool little zine, basically like the harm that Spotify has done to music. And it's so beautiful. It's I really encourage anyone to send that dude the $8 for his beautifully produced zine. And it's so powerful. Because one point he makes is actually how when you're paying for a Spotify subscription, not only is basically none of it really going to the bands that you want to support, but it's ultimately going to the top streamers on the platform. Like Chris Brown is the example he used, because I don't want to give that guy any money. And also, I guess they count streams as sales instead of licensing or something like that. So you're not actually purchasing the product that you're keeping, but they're calling it a sale so that they can actually pay the artist even less than if it were a license or something.
Sounds
I don't
sketchy.
Know. Yeah, I just, we're...
Well, I'm like you. I don't like begrudge anyone. Because a lot of people I know swear by it. And so I'm that's fine.
Cool.
It's one of those tweets is on. But personally, I don't... Like here on the screen, there's a spot... You can play things off Spotify.
Right.
I don't, but...
I think if there's one thing that truly ties us together as a band outside of Tequila Shots and the music, it is stubbornness and... Especially me and Amber, we're really stubborn, and if there's something we're just not into, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I hear you with that. I hear you with that. I have to say, this is WMFO in Medford. This is On the Time with Mikey D. Just had to sneak that in there. Top of the hour. But
Sneaking it in.
But I'm going to play some more stuff that you wanted me to... You suggested, I guess I should say. This is Astral Bitch. Going to play a couple songs, and we'll talk about them and come back and talk a bit more about music. Astral Bitch.
that you have about my brother, any information that could compromise his faith, any information that you have, any information that you have.
I don't care. I'm stopping that. Two piano keyboards in. What was? You know it was coming. Oh, was it Department of Transportation next?
A teleportation, I think.
Teleportation.
I do it too. We all do it.
It was a
teaser.
Exactly. Yeah.
I hear those are big on Netflix these days.
Well, you know what happens when you have someone that's interesting and good, and Smitty was behind the scenes for a while, and you get in conversation, and I do that not a lot, but it happens where I'm getting in conversation. I almost forget, like, oh, I'm on a radio show. I gotta stop music and whatever. But talk about the two songs we just played. Is that the name of the band, E?
Yeah. So the last song was, it's a Talia Zedek band. She's so cool.
Oh, okay.
She's
so cool. Her. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she's got like the solo stuff. There's like, I think Talia Zedek band. There's her band Come, and then E, usually referred to as a band called E, so you can actually find them online. Are my absolute favorite of her projects. I'm pretty sure I saw them, not played with them. I believe I at least saw them at AS220 in Providence years ago. Oh, and I was in love with them immediately. They're super rhythmic, which is my big thing. And the guitarist, you could tell he's one of those guys that just builds all his instruments out of like dinosaur fossils and rubber bands. And he had this like transparent guitar that was all wires. Ah, so good. And then before that, was Astral Bitch.
Yeah,
our friend's new project. They put this single out, two-song single, and just immediately got all the attention within the first week, which is absolutely what should be happening because they're awesome. The person singing on that song, Sam, is a good friend of mine who I used to be in a band with called Shaved Head Brittany. Short-lived.
Shaved Head Brittany. I like that name.
You know...
That's not a name you can go with for a long time.
No, and you know what though, too. Looking back, like would I name a band Shaved Head Brittany now? Not, you know what? No,
I like Brittany by the way.
I do. I think I look at Brittany a little differently than I once did. I'm like, no, you really got the shaft here. But you know what? It's you got the idea of what the band was going to be like from the name.
Now I'm going to spiral a bit into Brittany.
Let's do it.
Did you catch Brittany's latest? Actually the. On Instagram, she was putting, shortly after she got her freedom, so to speak, there was some racy stuff on there. And people were starting to say, oh, is Brittany spiraling again? Is she done? And I think Instagram might have some restrictions, so she's more clothed now.
Yeah.
But for a while there, it was like she was putting like nudes up there.
I mean, you know what though? How much can I say when
but
we're
still like
wearing
her.
The same thing on our album cover though?
You know what I
mean?
I like
we're not
like...
Britney Spears, so no one's gonna
right.
They drew it. I don't know. You know, I stay out of the whole thing. What is the whole thing? I don't care. I don't know. I guess the more I learned about that whole situation, I was just like
that was brutal.
You know what?
That was my only take on that. But no, I like her. I got no problem
I got nothing
with her.
Against her. Yeah, I'd have a cup of tea with her.
Yeah. We were talking about where you can play, and it's weird that there's really no way you can play in Boston. I mean, there's Cambridge, Somerville, but I think it's funny when people talk about the Boston scene. About I don't think there's, like, again, when I was young, Boston was littered with, like, obviously going back to the Channel and the Rat and all of Lansdowne was loaded with clubs. They're pretty much going to accept the House of Blues and these, you know, big arenas for big bands. So if you're looking to play, like, where do you guys go? Other than, like, a Cambridge, some of like, have you been to the place in Malden is nice, Faces?
Yeah, I've been to one show there. We're actually more of a Central Mass band than we even are Boston, but we're in an interesting position because previously our drummer lived in Alston, and so Amber lives in Worcester, he lived in Alston, I live in Sterling, so whatever, Worcester, close enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, we're a Worcester-Boston band, quote-unquote, so we kind of felt at home half and half. You know, we played O'Brien's a handful of times. O'Brien's is kind of a staple. We really were so excited to hopefully play Great Scott, and then that closed.
Yeah, that was a great club.
We used to absolutely love playing Once Ballroom. That was one of my absolute favorite spots. That closed. But God bless JJ. She's still keeping it alive. She does such tremendous work, and everybody who works with her, there's so many people involved in that whole crew. Now with the Crystal Ballroom and stuff. But we play, so we've got, like I said, we've got a few shows coming up at Starlight. That's one of our favorite spots. We've got a show coming up at Charlie's Kitchen. Charlie's Kitchen is an interesting place. Like, we have a fun time playing there, and people go to shows there.
I was going
to
say,
go to shows. But
I used to go there to eat a burger like 20 years ago.
See, they only do Monday night shows, and I'm vegan, so I can't even eat the burgers there. I don't even think they have like a vegan veggie burger. But I still will play there because I know people are going to show up. I wouldn't want to play there all the time just because, like, they got a lot of stairs. Let's be reasonable.
That's right.
No, it's a good spot though, and everyone I've like that has booked there.
How
and
tiny is it? There.
It's very tiny. It's
like,
very tiny.
What is the capacity under 50?
Oh God, I don't know.
30.
I don't know. But you know what, though? It's always been packed.
Yeah,
it's
always that's packed. What Matt is right. Right.
No, it's a fun place. I've been treated very well there.
Have you been up to Lowell? I went to Lowell's like the new scene.
Yes.
Seems to be. Is
actually, so there's two spots. There's two spots that I will shout out. And actually, only one have I actually been to yet. But here's my story. So Taffeta in Lowell. Mm-hmm. Taffeta is an awesome venue with an awesome team of people. We had a show there. We were supposed to have a show there in January that we'd been looking forward to forever. We actually had a string of unfortunate events occur right before the show. So we had to drop off, but two of us still attended. And it was great. Can't say enough good things about the place. And then there's Mill Number 5. I've heard a lot of nice things. My friend Joel Mungin apparently is kind of involved with that. So I am looking forward to checking that one out.
And heard the Worthen Attic.
The Worthen's all right. The Worthen's all right. While we're talking stairs.
Oh, does it have a
We have a lot of really, really big stuff. So yeah, the Worthen is a commitment, but if you got some people to help you carry your things up there, it can be
so
pretty
fun. So if
you
were to play at MFO, there's some stairs here.
Yeah. You know what, though? You make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting up to Lowell to see, because it's not that far.
No.
And like I say, the clubs around here, they're kind of, and people are playing like Providence a lot.
So we'll send, Lowell. So now John, who was in Alston, is now near Providence. So we're like a Providence Worcester band, you know.
Yeah, you're going to drop the Boston part, just Worcester. Because you could say like Cambridge, but there aren't any clubs in Boston. It's funny. I always like the Boston Music Awards. They should just name it like the Outer Boston Music Awards.
It's tricky.
You know?
But yeah, Providence too. We got some nice stuff. Dusk in the Parlor, we like a lot.
I'm going to play a couple more. I'll play it. We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, if we got Department of Teleportation, they're from Providence coming up.
There was a teaser. Awesome. Here we go. All right, that was Memory Lame, a song called Walking Barefoot. Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight with Skeleton Closet, two of Rainey's selections. What do you think?
Well, and don't forget, too, we had a Department of Teleportation.
We did. Too, I think. That's why I rolled three out.
Yeah, we're on a roll. Department of Teleportation are our friends from Providence. They are absolutely amazing live, and you're doing yourself a great disservice if you don't catch them. Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight as well. I love Gretchen and everyone in that band. I've known her for years, since back in the knock-ups days. And we actually just played a show with them on New Year's Eve. It is the first New Year's Eve show I've ever agreed to play because it was at 5 to 7 p.m. and in Framingham. So yeah. It was great. We all partied and then had dinner and then went to sleep. And then Memory Lame are our friends from Worcester, also a really great live band. They have like the sound that I love so much, where it's like 90s, but not just sort of like empty 90s nostalgia with boring songs. Like, I actually love their songs. So yeah. I want to like make a sequel to Singles or something. And that's like the opening song or the closing song. Who knows?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about them, but that sounded good. And you told me a lot of the CD is not playable for FCC, but that was a great track.
Yeah, I knew that one was clear. I'm not sure about some of the other ones, but
yeah.
there's one that I think by the title we agreed was out.
Yeah. Sometimes sometimes there are bands you might know who I'm talking about. The band name is you can't say.
Yeah.
But some of the songs are okay. But yeah, the band name sometimes is taboo.
I'm gonna play a song called Taboo on our new record.
Do you?
Taboo.
How many tracks are on it? You don't know. How many tracks are on it? You said there were a lot.
13.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I'm informed that it is 1 hour and 8 minutes long.
All right. It's not like, wow, that's 13 tracks. That's an effort. That's a good bet.
That's just what happened. It just it happened to us. This record kind of happened to us.
And you just kept adding things in.
Yeah.
And did you leave anything else out? Did you have like 20 songs and you had to whittle it down to 13? Or you had like 13?
No.
You're like, okay, we're there.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't. Amber was very adamant.
You didn't leave
adamant.
Anything on the floor, the cutting room floor.
No,
is that
I don't think so. No, Amber was very adamant that we have at least an odd number of tracks on the record. She felt very strongly about that.
All right.
And 13,
of your things.
Yeah. I'm like, that's cool. Yeah.
And 15 would have been in reach.
Yeah. And a couple of the tracks are short. Like, there's a couple of like more spoken word type stuff on there, and then we have a couple of longies. A couple. Longies.
You get some clocking in at like 1:30, and others like 6 minutes plus.
Yeah, exactly. We really do. Yeah.
That's cool. Look forward to it. But I'm gonna play something. We got one more in the tank. Band that I'm a big fan of, and obviously you are as well. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about it after. This is Crow Follow, Indiana Line.
Leaden slate gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
See my baby tonight. She said, I love you. it turns, it would never start. My baby cries, open up your heart. She said, I love you.
You hear me knocking?
She said, I love you.
Can you hear me knocking?
She said, I love you.
You hear me knocking?
She said, down bone and a rusty shield. Two skeletons lie on a dusty bed. Ribcage heart is a burning rail. My baby's love is a never dead. She said, I love you.
You hear me knocking?
She said,
I'm telling you, every song we cut it to the, we go right to the bone with it.
We're having a good time in the studio, having conversations.
Right, trying to pull things up, conversations. That was Crow Follow with Indiana Line.
Crow Follow is so much fun. They are playing our release show actually on May 7th at Starlight, and we played their release show at the Square Root back in I forget when. I want to say it was December. And we jumped on their show the day before because somebody had fallen off. And they're so awesome. I kept hearing their name. I knew their drummer, Ramona, a little bit, and I just hadn't heard them somehow. I don't know how I slept on this. And we saw them. They had a Barry sax, and then they start the show, and Judy whips out not one flexitone, nay, two flexitones.
Yeah, they're a ton of fun on stage, right? There's like
so good.
There's people going in all different directions during the whole time.
Yep.
You got Keegan playing the horn. I mean, they're a great band.
We've actually got John and Tim joining us also for some other little surprise at our release show, but you'll just have to find out.
Sounds like it's going to be a hell of a release show.
It's going to be a hell of a release show. And the other band on the bill is Mini Beast from Providence. That's Pete Prescott's awesome current project, and they're some of our best friends musically. I think we love playing shows with them.
They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you anything else you want to add before I let you get out of it?
I don't know.
Covered quite a bit.
Yeah, it was fun hanging out tonight. We have another single coming out on March 25th, Saturday, March 25th. So we will send it over.
And, how many singles are you going to drop before the actual thing comes
We're
out?
Releasing this. So we have Fox out, so that's one. And then we've got the one that's coming out on March 25th. And we have a third one at the end of April. So I think Fox was our kicker song. And then the next song coming out is going to be kind of our poppy song. And then after that, we got the spooky song.
Got it all
so
covered.
We got it all covered. And then the release is a couple weeks after that.
Are you doing any, planning on any videos to go along with this?
I don't know. We're always thinking about videos and projects. And we've just been so busy with the other art things related to the album. We've got a book with it. So we're working on the book art. Not like a booklet with a CD, but like a larger actual book. And
that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, we did a really fancy, like, 16-page booklet with the first studio record we did, and it was cool, but to be perfectly honest, I was, like, not thoroughly satisfied with the printing quality of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no, you know what, screw it. Next time around, we're doing digipacks, and we're going to make an actual book. Because if we're doing art for something, I want it to be seen in high res.
So this opens up a whole new. Is the book going to accompany the CD? Is it separate?
So we're doing it separately because there are people who they're going to get the digital download and right. they want the book. And
okay, yeah.
we did an Indiegogo campaign for the record, which did very well. We were very pleased. And we had kind of like you could get the book and the download, or the book and the CD, or just the book and whatever. So I think it's going to be like 30 pages. It's not enormous, but it's like a little.
That's a good bit, though.
You know, yeah.
Is it artwork? I imagine lyrics.
Yeah, so it's a combination. Combo. It's not like strictly a lyric book, although the lyrics for most of the songs will be in it. Mm-hmm. If anyone has No Sequoia, our previous record, and they've looked through the booklet, we kind of did like an art collage for each song and took a photograph of it, and that's somewhat similar to this. But there will also be like some other little things in there. And knowing us, honestly, I'm sitting here. What's the date today? It's the Ides of March,
15.
Isn't it? Yeah. So
is it the 15th?
I think
yes,
so.
It's 15th.
I'm sitting here saying that it's going to be 30 pages. You know, mark my words. Like it's going to come to May, and we're going to end up with like something completely different. It's like it's actually 42 pages, and it's backwards, and nope. I don't know. You never know with us.
Oh my God, that's cool. I look forward to the book as much as the release, because you don't get that too often nowadays.
No, I don't know. We're bored. Do something cool, man.
Yeah, I don't know what else has got a book accompanying their release. That's
You know what? Tisk Tisk Task from Lowell did mm-hmm. it. I will say, Samantha from Tisk Tisk Task gave me the idea.
Samantha Hartzell.
Yep, she released, I think it was kind of like a poetry book, and the poetry books showed you on the different pages like what track it went to. So a little mm-hmm. different from what we're doing, but that actually did inspire me.
Yeah, she's very artsy with what she does, too.
They're awesome, too.
I didn't realize they had a book. The books are all the rage.
Right? We're bringing them back. No Spotify, just books.
Yeah. We covered. I'm glad I found someone that was in my Spotify camp, because a lot of people really pushed back on me on that. So it was great having you and great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's been fun.
And I look forward to the release show. I'm going to play some Krista Johnson now, and I'll be back in like 4 songs and babble some more. Here we go.
Yeah. Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on. Yeah! I love you. Got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
Yeah.
Brand new stuff by State of the Union. The song was called Tether. They have something of a release. I don't know if it's a full-length EP. Something coming down the line this year, though. Great band. Like them a lot. So